Excuse me. Now on the phone, I think we have Catherine Nadal. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yep, Catherine Natto.
Natto. And you are the Water and Natural Resources Program Director for Environmental Advocates, is that right?
You got it.
So I guess you first give us your first impression of the regulations that were proposed, I guess, today. What did you think of them?
Yeah, well, earlier today, the Department of Environmental Conservation released an executive summary of its next round of guidelines for natural gas drilling in New York State. So right now, we've really got very little information to deal with. It's a 26-page executive summary for what will be an over 900-page technical document. So on first blush, I mean, the devil's in the details. There are things to like, there are things to be concerned about, and at the end of the day, we won't really know exactly what the department's proposing until we see the big kahuna.
So what is that process? Is it the public have input in the details, or
yeah,
is that done by bureaucrats, or what's the process?
So what's going to happen moving forward here is that the department is, in the next week or so, going to be issuing its full revision of the draft drilling guideline plan. That's going to come out, the department says, by by July 8th, and that'll be up on their website. As soon as that's out, all members of the public can check that out and get a sense of what's in there, can then participate in a public comment process. So the department said they will put that out. They will open up a public comment period.
And there's going to be some public hearings?
You know what? I just came from a briefing that the department conducted, and they haven't made a decision on public hearings yet. So if your listeners want to be there to talk to the DEC directly, they should definitely make their views known. They should give a call to the Department of Environmental Conservation and tell them that they want a public hearing, because, you know, not everybody can sit down and take the time to fully draft comments on this. Most people have to work and raise a family as well. So hearings give people an opportunity to show up, voice their concerns, still get on the record, even if they can't, you know, fully devote that much time to weighing in with comments. So.
And the past hearings have kind of been overflowing giant crowds, haven't they?
Exactly, they have. I mean, they've been at capacity, standing room only type of events. So we are, you know, we're certainly hopeful that the department will do hearings. They haven't ruled it out, but they just haven't made any decisions on it. And they should do hearings. This is a way for the public to weigh in.
Our station covers mostly Columbia and Greene counties. We get a little farther out, but we're mostly concerned about Columbia and Greene counties.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell at all if hydraulic drilling would be allowed in Columbia and Greene counties under these regulations?
Well, what the department is proposing right now is that the only areas where hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling for natural gas would be completely off the table are within the New York City watershed lands, within the Skaney Atlas watershed lands, and then lands that sit on top of a primary aquifer. So that's, you know, that basically it's. I'm looking up at the map right now, and this map is online at the Department of Environmental Conservation's website as well, if folks want to check out where a primary aquifer lies. And their website is just dec.ny.gov. But, I mean, it does look like there are some areas in Columbia and Greene counties that would likely be off the table as well. But it's going to go on a kind of parcel-by-parcel basis.
I guess the more specific, it's probably very difficult to answer this question, but the more, I think Columbia County, there's probably not really the reserves under the land, so
right,
that it's kind of a moot point.
Right.
Is the places in Greene County where there might be a reason to drill, is that on the table or off the table? Can you tell?
It's tough to tell, I'm sorry to say, because it just depends, again, on the, you know, those conditions. Is it over a primary aquifer? Also, state parks and state lands are going to be completely off limits.
Then that's going to knock out, I'm guessing, a large place of Greene County land, at least, where one could, might economically want to drill.
Yeah, that's certainly possible.
So how do you see this process going forward? What is the reaction been generally, and where do you see, what do you think is going to happen in the next couple of months?
Well, so far the reaction has been, you know, there are a lot of things that seem to be left out of the next draft, and there are a lot of things to like as well. And again, you know, we'll see what happens when we get the full draft this coming week. But so far, you know, one of the big glaring holes here is a meaningful analysis of cumulative impacts. Basically, all that means is we want to know if the state allows thousands of these wells to be drilled, what are the impacts going to be either statewide or in a region of having that many wells? And it doesn't look like that's really been assessed. And that we shouldn't be moving forward unless we can have a good sense of what it means to have lots of these wells, because that's what is being proposed here. Nobody's proposing doing one or two wells. So that needs to happen. If we want to look at the other side, what's good about this? Well, what's good about this is that the Department of Environmental Conservation is talking about writing some of these guidelines for hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling into regulations, and regulations carry the same weight as law. So that is a very important step forward, because otherwise, up until now, the department has just been talking about guidelines for permitting. Having actual law on the books makes it more enforceable, makes it more transparent, and makes it gives us much more public involvement going forward. So, you know, again, there's stuff to like, there's stuff to be upset about, and we'll see what the details are when they come out with the document next week.
I guess another thing that's happened is that I think this is Governor Cuomo that's doing this, or maybe it's Commissioner Martins, but they're setting up this high-volume hydraulic fracturing advisory panel that I guess includes your... Does it include your executive director, Robert Moore?
Yeah.
A cynic might look at that and say there's environmentalists get all up in arms when this first comes out on Thursday and then this panel is announced. Is this a figurehead panel, or is this a panel that has teeth, do you think?
Well, Environmental Advocates of New York is going to do everything in our power to make sure that it's got all the teeth that we can give it, because, you know, this is not, we don't have any interest in participating in a panel just for the fun of it. We've got plenty of work to do on our own. So, so we are very interested in working to help develop some of these regulations and making this as strong as possible. If drilling,
but I'm more asking if you think you're going to be taken seriously.
I think that we're going to work to make sure that we are. I mean, we're not. You know, again, we're not interested in this for the fun of it.
And there's lots of other. It seems like, is anybody not represented on that panel that you think has been left out? It looks like it's a pretty wide swath of different interests.
There are, and I think that as time goes on, I think the Department of Environmental Conservation is going to hear concerns from those who feel like they aren't represented. And at a briefing this afternoon, Commissioner Martens said that they would consider expanding that panel if they have left out any constituencies that need to be represented as well. So... And this is incredibly important. High-volume hydraulic fracturing carries with it a ton of risks. We need to make sure that everybody's at the table and that everybody has the opportunity to review what the state is doing, you know, if the state's going to go forward and allow this.
I guess, finally, I'm sure you're doing lots of these interviews today. This seems like kind of one of those national issues that's completely polarizing, and there's one side that completely wants it shut down and one side that completely wants to... drill baby drill or something. Is this going to be impossible to find a middle ground on this issue, or is it going to be very, very contentious?
It's going to be very, very contentious going forward no matter what, because of just the very high stakes here. There's people who think that this is going to bring gazillion of dollars into the state, and there's people who think that this is going to, you know, ruin our drinking water everywhere forever. And just like most things in life, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. It's a very multifaceted issue, but at the end of the day, we've only got one opportunity here to put the protections in place before drilling begins, if it's allowed to begin. And that's the opportunity we're looking at right now, is how do we make this as stringent as possible? Because if we mess up our water supplies, there's no turning back. New York has an abundance of water right now. And if we allow the gas companies and industries to contaminate that, then we'll suffer, our children will suffer, and our economy will suffer. So we've got to try and do this right if we're going to allow it to happen.
And are you generally optimistic with this rulemaking, or you're still more wait and see?
I'm wait and see. I'm wait and see. We got, like I said, we got 26 pages out of a 900 plus page document. So while this is, there is room and reason for optimism, there's certainly a ton of reason for caution. And so we're gonna take it. We're gonna look at the document with really piercing gaze and do everything we can to you know, make sure that these rules are as strong as possible.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and letting our listeners hear about this issue today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was